Hello and welcome to Fountain of Life again. We're so glad when you call in. This is Brother Jeff. You know, Romans 12:2, we're still meditating on the thoughts about worldliness and being conformed to the world. And as the Christian, we're commanded to not be shaped, formed, conformed by the world, but by the Word of God, by the truth of God, by the power of Jesus, by the new birth, by the new life, by knowing Him. I want to look in the Old Testament at someone there right before Noah's flood. We have a character that the Bible speaks very little about. It's a man named Enoch. And the scripture says this there in Genesis, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I think the best I can understand this is that Enoch was a righteous man, and he walked with God, and God didn't let him die. But before all the judgment fell, and all the wrath of God was prepared upon the world with a deluge of water to drown and to cleanse everything on the earth, it said Enoch walked with God. Now, if Enoch walked with God, brother, sister, you and I can walk with God. If he was able to endure the filth and sodomy and evil of his day and keep himself unspotted from the world, then you can too. We do not have to be wicked. God has given us the power. He's given us the Spirit of God. We can obey him. We can walk with God. You can walk with God. We can walk as children in the light, of the light. We can walk in the light. We can love the truth. We can obey God. So Enoch walked with God. Are you walking with God today? I just want to encourage you. Read the Bible. Do what it says. Walk with God. God will never let you down. I just want to encourage you with that simple thought today. Enoch walked with God, and God took him to glory. If you walk with God, you're going to spend eternity with God in his glory.